You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
What up, K-State Nation? This is another edition.
Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
That's just how last week. Oh, I needed that laugh. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. We are back once again. Appreciate your patience. Apologize for the mini hiatus this time. I don't know what's been happening with technology issues, everything else like that. But I'm trying something off the record a little bit here on the podcast here, folks. All things K-State here on a Monday. Happy late Thanksgiving, belated Thanksgiving to all K-State Nation out there. Hopefully all you guys enjoy time with your friends and family during this holiday season. And that continues as we are in the last week of November. Things have gone haywire on this Monday. Literally on this Monday, November 27th, 2023. This will focus on women's basketball. Before I get into that here, to kind of rewind real quick to give you up to snuff what's going on with Jeff Mini's team, who's done a tremendous job to this point. For a Project Podcast, you can find it free and available wherever it's your podcast, whether that is from iTunes, Spotify, and other podcasting platforms, including Podbean as well. So we appreciate you as well. Knocking off the cobwebs here. If it's your first time listening, thank you for finding us during this mini hiatus of the podcast. All right, that is settled there. Just a lot to get into here. But again, this will focus solely on women's basketball. They've been doing a tremendous job. I know they lost to Iowa last night. After beating Iowa for the second straight time a few weeks ago, they lost in the championship game of the 2023 Gulf Coast Showcase Bowl, and I thought they were going to get them again. I really thought they would get them again, but Iowa pulled away late there, and there's been a lot of chit-chat about Caitlin Clark's little gesture to K-State afterwards, but I ain't going to get into that because, look, we still own them here lately anyways. Well, I thought we were going to get them for sure, but Iowa escaped yesterday with a 77-70 victory. I want to take it back a little bit to last Sunday where we beat Wisconsin 75-57. Ayoka Lee continues to do what she's been doing. She had a great game last night. I'll get into the recap of Iowa here in a second. Well, I already just told you that. Western Kentucky knocked them off the ports on Friday during Thanksgiving holiday, 77-61. Now it's the first game of the 2023 Gulf Coast Showcase. And then, of course, Saturday, North Carolina, ranked 18th in the country. You take them down 63-56 behind Serena Sundell's 21. Serena Sundell was fantastic throughout this tournament here. And then, of course, you have Iowa last night as well. Look, this K-State team, I have said this from the jump. They're not playing with anybody in the country. Look, and they proved it. They proved it. Her shot. We understand that. 32 points for Caitlin Clark last night. Ayoka Lee and Serena Sundell locked up 18 points there. Ayoka Lee did not get a double-double in this one. 8-18-7. Serena Sundell, as I just mentioned, was absolutely fantastic throughout the entire tournament. 18 points last night, and she had, looks like she had 6 rebounds, 6 assists for her as well. Gabby Gregory, only 8 points in this game. The Glenn Twins of Briley and Jalen had combined 9 points there as well. And I want to go give a little shout-out to Gisela Sanchez, the unsung, right? She had a big game, too, of North Carolina to put K-State in this position there as well. So we've been missing out talking. I talked about the hiatus of this podcast, technology issues. I mean, I just bought the damn computer 2 months ago, and it's already having issues. That's been kind of the story the last couple of months of this podcast. Get a little bit of rhythm, and then all of a sudden, you know, let's just say technology doesn't want to work in my favor. Let's just call it what it is. right there at that. But trying some little bit off the record here, and it seemed to be working, so you might have to just roll with the punches here on this podcast throughout the rest of the season going into hopefully 2024 as well. But we appreciate you for hanging in there with us once again and getting you guys caught with what's been happening with Case and what's basketball. That's the talk right now. Especially, well, not really, because of today's news, which that's going to be a separate podcast here a little bit with Alex Aiden and the bottom that's fallen out for football. Oh my goodness, a lot to get to there. But for Case and Women's Basketball right now, let me go back to what I had up here. You are right now 6-1 heading into Friday's game, and Friday is going to be December, folks, already. Last month of 2023, man, crazy stuff there. They're going to be playing Jackson State on Friday. And then, of course, in the next week, they're going to be playing McNeese State as well here. Yeah, Iowa ended the game last night, hitting their last three field goals from the field in this one as well. K-State did shoot 50% from the field. They outworked Iowa 50% to 42, holding them only 42%. Excuse me, from the field in this one. Let me go back to team comparison here. Three-pointers from downtown. I don't know how good Southern is as well. So look, you have an opportunity there to really stack up some wins before you get to Cincinnati. I'm pretty sure Cincinnati is pretty good on the women's side as well. I mean, we did talk about that, so we'll see what happens there. But congratulations, really, you have to go out to Jeff Mini. I mean, we haven't had a chance to really sing the praises. I know, yeah, but since the Iowa upset on the road. Well, actually, we did talk about that, actually. So, but I want to reiterate that as well. So, Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell is fantastic throughout this series. Giselle Sanchez was huge. Sianna Walker, I really like her. Her energy and size as well. This team is deep, and so we will need to adjust the already obvious there as well. And they'll bounce back. They'll bounce back from us. They gave Iowa all flat offense. They were down one at halftime, right? And they were down in the fourth quarter by, I think, double digits, and made a hell of a run to tie the game. And Iowa just made a little bit more plays than K-State did, but it's not a fault there for Jeff Mini's team, and they'll go in. They'll have 4 days, including today, tonight, to get themselves ready to rock and roll for Jackson State here. And it's crazy money for K-State sports. A lot coming for sure now that this thing is working now. We're going to have to roll with the punches now here on this podcast, so get ready. We're going to have content, and of course, I'll get you caught up on what happened with me. Huge news coming out from that department as well. I know it, people have been waiting. If you have not been paying attention to my social media feeds, whether that's Facebook or I haven't announced that on Instagram yet, because it's been one of those Mondays. Oh yeah, one of those Mondays today. But yeah, I will get into all that, get you guys caught up, back to square one as we head into another week of K-State Sports Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, and get wherever you get your podcast. I'll be back on here with Alex Aiden here shortly. I'm gonna do a trial run here. Hopefully it works, but if not, then I just go to plan B for right now. But that's it for right now. K-State wins basketball coming out of the Gulf Coast Showcase 2-1 now, or suffered their first loss, unfortunately, yesterday to Iowa. Now you turn the page. Let's see what you got for down the stretch as well here. And Iowa's ranked fifth. I know they're ranked second the last time we played them. We beat them in Iowa City, so there you go on that. So this time around, you lose to a top five team. No shame of that, as well as you give them the fits again. I'm telling you, I think K-State's the only, for the exception of LSU, last year, but I think this K-State team knows how to defend Iowa better than anybody else and any other team in the country. Stay tuned this week. I know I got a lot of stuff going on this week again, as I've again figure things out off the podcast thing as well. So I'll get it all straightened out here for sure. But I appreciate you guys, K-State Nation, Project Nation, for once again hanging out here. I'll get this out immediately, and we'll get this thing popping here on the podcast here for this week here, last week here in November. But K-State women's basketball, Jeff Mini and company, now 6-1 here as they'll head in back at home for a good thing. I look at this. Damn, 6 home court, 6 games at home straight, all of them, starting with Jackson State, and then you end it with Southern on a 20th. So you have 6 games in your home building here. Got a chance to build something here before you go on that road for that first conference game against New Flow Cincinnati. So a 6-court home game stretch here coming up in the month of December for K-State Women's Basketball, Eddie Greer. And oh, by the way, I'll be remiss. I missed on this. I'll end it with this. K-State Women's Basketball for right now was 16th in the country. They should stay in the top 25. And we'll be back on here for that here later on this week here in the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.
For listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!